real story here is they're trying to accuse them of being furries. Is what it really is.
Ugh, bastards.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna judge Sarah Palin for her weird.
What's her animal identity, bitch?
It's a bear, for sure.
Armadillo.
A gay bear.
A gay bear. I wouldn't put it past her to be transgender species.
close. We have to tell people about the
super op. I think this is gonna be the theme song, actually.
Okay, yeah, good. It should be.
It should. It's a song about positivity and creation.
And the end of things.
Especially.
But no penis.
Which is a really important thing in my life.
God, someone please do something about her hair.
No.
Is that a wig?
We can't change people, Carlos.
Especially in the past.
Mm-mm. It is as it is.
Oh, nice. Oh. You weren't kidding.
This is my friend. Andrew lent it to me as sort
What's
of
up?
Like a metaphor for life.
It's like the world. And
it is. We have to suck the coconut juice out of life.
Jesus.
Like oil.
Jesus was very in favor of that idea.
And politics.
Are you recording it with that microphone?
Don't judge me.
No, I'm just
yeah, it actually sounds pretty decent.
Okay,
from
cool.
What other people have told me.
Yeah,
so.
I heard Nick Narbutus's podcast
yeah.
and Kevin's, so...
Yeah.
It sounds stellar. So far.
That's good. That's good. I'm still very self-conscious about my personal hosting abilities and the way I sound.
Oh, don't
I can
worry.
Host.
Okay.
That's
no
why.
Problem.
That's why I bought
yeah,
my.
Yeah, you want to host?
Welcome to Andrew Carson.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Say something controversial. Or fighty.
I don't want to say anything right now.
Something romantic.
No, I'm gonna be really difficult. That's gonna be my.
Oh.
He's actually sort of here as my emotional buffer zone because.
Yeah.
I feel
like
sort
things
of
get too out of control.
I feel a little bit like insecure right now, but I'm drunk, so everything should be okay.
I can be pretty intimidating.
I gotta finish this and turn it off.
Especially with that necklace.
Yeah.
Especially because I'm sitting so much like below you right now.
I did that on purpose.
I know.
It's a management technique.
I heard. That's why I've been leaning forward this entire time.
You're all
in your little chair.
Let's get
it. Drink it out of the straw.
Little chair.
I'm actually reverting to infantilism right now.
Which
oh,
is very
Jesus.
Aggressive.
How many fetishes are we going to cover?
As God. Many as is necessary.
Fecal file. What is that?
Fecal file?
Somebody likes shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was just.
If there's an actual term, scatophile, maybe.
There we go.
Come on, step on me.
It's scatophile.
Our guest
yeah.
is Cupid, the cat. Anyway, welcome.
Can he do the whole show? Can he just
He's
meow?
Actually, he's been communicating to
no.
me right now through a series of blings.
How about we all be quiet and let the cat host the show?
I think the cat's both.
He's eating right now.
Now I'm insulted.
It's okay. Don't be. I mean, it's a cat. You
yeah, like you
with
really
that.
Can't compete
his,
with that.
His attunement with nature, I mean, like he's totally comfortable
with
it.
Oh my god, what if it
right
was
now?
A cat and a monkey and the monkey had a sombrero?
I think we need to make that happen.
The show
okay.
is done.
Why does the monkey... All right, well, thank you all for coming.
It's about international
Are you recording
cultures.
Now?
I am recording now.
Oh!
Probably not going to use this.
No, use it.
No, please do.
Cut.
I think
it
we
in.
Should be completely honest with these people, Carlos. There
what
should
these
be
people?
No lying right here.
Okay, well, when I was
all,
five...
All three people.
I had an uncle. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh!
Well, I mean, it's coming out in
well,
your
no,
next year autobiography.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He gave you lots of
no.
free gum? And
No, I just had an uncle.
He didn't buy Carlos a present one year.
That asshole.
Yeah.
It's
and after
okay.
we fucked, I just couldn't believe that.
Boo-hoo.
He did that to me.
Carlos, we've all been there, man. I think... who's not been touched by the uncle of oppression?
I have the uncle of oppression. Who has not been molested by Uncle Sam? No one.
Uncle
no
of oppression's
one,
a weird
No one
name.
Has not been molested by Uncle Sam.
Wow. Someone's got
it. I haven't.
Someone's,
I got it pretty
I'm
good.
I'm very emotional right now.
Someone's made that poster. Well, y'all, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ian Curtis. And,
That's not your name.
Huh?
I'm what your other
mean?
Host, Andrew.
I know, I don't look like
that. Listen, Motley, you need to stop lying to these people. Come clean.
All right, my name is Emmanuel Iglesias.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Jason Motley of the this ridiculous
of the Motley
podcast.
Crew.
Except named after this man. It's time we stop hiding behind our
Jason?
Electronic. Yes, it's time we stop hiding behind our electronic
in favor of Jack.
Shadows.
Jack.
Okay, Kennedy.
Jack, yeah. Kenny. All right. Well, anyway.
Jack the Ripper.
Is this plugged in though, for real? Because it's not connected to your computer.
No, it records with.
There is no podcast, is there?
Yeah. I'm just so lonely sometimes. Aww. I just want people.
That's pathetic.
Shut up. I didn't have friends growing up.
It's okay.
Not my problem.
So how are you guys doing tonight? You're just hanging out. This cool. is the most. This is impromptu. I'm very happy you guys came over.
Okay. Well, I mean, we should probably like say who we are as opposed to these disembodied voices.
I like that idea.
Can I be just a disembodied voice?
Yes. All right. So, my name is Jasmine Niosh. I am drunk right now. I decided to bring over my friend Stephanie Lane Sutton, who's also an amazing poet, and my energist. Are you comfortable with your name?
Yeah,
Andrew,
go for it.
Andrew DF. We're gonna say for the sake of anonymity.
I'm Princess
That's
Diana.
Not very anonymous.
Well, I mean, there are several Andrew DFs in the world. Andrew.
Yeah, like if you go on MySpace, it says like if someone's name is Andrew and they live in Mexico,
Andrew
it says Andrew DF,
Andrew,
the District Federal.
Oh, Andrew, nice. Andrew Dario Fernandez.
I wish that was my name. That'd be fucking cool.
It is.
Can we swear on this?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you can swear.
Good, because we're going to be fucking swearing.
I'm not going to.
Swear is
what is our target demographic?
Your target demographic is people who like, I guess, poetry.
Nobody
oh, God damn it! That's
nobody,
like no one, though.
Yeah, nobody likes poetry.
Actually, let me get, because...
No, you can't
no,
stop.
It,
you can't stop. You
keep
can't stop. You can't stop.
Carlos,
can't
was
stop,
that?
Can't stop.
Can't stop one sec. Carlos, what's that big stick in the corner?
Are we doing book reviews? I can review a book.
Okay. Would you like to review The Ethical Slut? Hold on, let me adjust this.
She's
yeah,
not very
sexy.
She's not very ethical. She's bad at that.
It should be fine.
Carlos, do you want a beer?
No.
You're
I'm
not
good.
Drinking at all.
I can review this book.
What's
no,
in
no, stop. I did
no,
that for a reason.
No.
Adina, I love Sam.
Sorry. This is the... I just wanted to make sure that...
Can I seriously talk about...
You're bringing some bad energy.
I know. You're kind of... It's okay. We'll pray over it later. We have candles. I just bought some new candles.
Oh, yeah.
So we should be fine.
Let's bring this all together. Let's bring this in.
Okay. Wait. Can we hold
let's
hands?
Let's join hands
we
and say a
can't
prayer.
Hold hands.
Yes.
That's so gay.
Carlos, come on.
Come on.
I'm not touching
anyone. Andrew, hold hands.
Andrew...
Okay.
Right. Thank
ready?
You all for coming. All
right, oh. Just one quick.
Breathe. All right. All right. Okay, I'm done.
Our Father who art in heaven.
No.
Where's the cat? Where's the cat?
All right, so Jasmine.
I actually want a cigarette too, but we can't right now.
You doing okay?
We're doing all right.
You're doing all right. All right, that's good to hear.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a rough road, but the cigarette smoking and Andrew definitely helped. So. Mm-hmm.
And the road's been cleared.
Yeah.
They got rid of the ice.
Yeah, it's been kind of bad. We actually, earlier in the evening, we watched a Werner Herzog documentary that kind of fucked with my brain a little bit, Encounters at the End of the World.
There's this
scene in it that, like, I didn't give a fuck about the rest of it. There was this cool moment where these guys who live in the Arctic are playing hard rock and electric guitars on top of what looks to be half of a root beer barrel embedded in the glacier. So that was kind of cool. I miss those guys. But there's also a penguin who becomes deranged and wanders off into the mountains.
So it's like March of the Penguins, but
that sounds like how I ended up in Chicago.
It sounds like, doesn't it
with
sound like
penguin?
Something you could relate to?
Yeah, I was a penguin.
Dude, I was so happy that Andrew was there because I told
post-op.
Him. I even told him that otherwise I would just be sobbing my fucking eyes out right now. For that
well, I sent you good energy.
It's true. I mean, he's been there a lot.
Like all the time.
I just finished.
We live together, so
yeah. So that really helps with being there a lot.
I just finished Y Tu Mama También, and
okay.
Have you guys all seen that movie?
Yeah,
yes,
sexy.
I have not.
All right. Here's what happens. First, there's fucking.
Okay.
Then there's more.
Then there's some talking and some weed, and then there's more fucking.
That sounds like my life.
Yeah, it's pretty much that's pretty much how it goes. At the it,
oh, and then there's a threesome.
It culminates in this threesome.
Don't
with,
ruin it for people who haven't seen it.
All right,
spoiler alert.
Yeah,
it's on the cover.
Eat Your Mama Tambien, and then there's a threesome.
Wait, what I want to know?
It's a subtitle.
Do you guys remember? Do the dicks touch during the threesome, or is it just a like long passionate kiss?
I think
if it's a good threesome, they will.
I think the
I haven't seen the movie. So
frankly, I think the long romantic kiss kind of overrides any dick touching that may or may not have happened.
Pussy.
What? Oh, come on. That was tough. It was.
But I'm just. Beautiful. I'm just saying.
You have to. See.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Frankly, I feel validated, vindicated by that movie. Just that how I think about how I feel about
masturbating on diving boards.
Yeah. I mean, I was afraid to talk with people about that for the longest time.
Why? Swimming's cool.
That's actually isn't that the first conversation that we had when we first met, also many years ago in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Have you ever been masturbating on a diving board?
It's a bad time.
Then you had a threesome with your aunt.
That wasn't. Oh, parents? Shit, that's right. Well, aunt-in-law. So, it's okay.
Should we be talking about this on this podcast? Is this cool?
What do you mean?
Okay, cool. So everything goes and we have. Wow.
People who like poetry love incest.
She doesn't.
That's
know.
Very true.
It's not incest.
It's love.
She left him
it's,
also.
Is it but
internet? She does it's love.
Well, what happens is there's these two horny motherfuckers that just got out of high school.
Literally and, motherfuckers, yes.
Yes.
No.
Okay. Yeah, no,
it's
you
not that.
They're not literally motherfuckers.
It's not
oh, wait.
A French movie.
No, he fucked his friend's mother, so I guess he's a motherfucker.
But not his own mother.
Not his own
He's a friend's motherfucker.
Well,
like that Young MILF movie that we watched.
No, okay, yeah.
What,
no,
what,
I get it.
We didn't really
it.
Watch.
A couple things happened. Yes. Important things.
It's okay.
They,
I'm not embarrassed.
They fuck this woman, and they find out that they fucked each other's girlfriends. And they, at first they're like all mad about it, but then later, of course, they laugh, and as we all do when we find out we fucked each other's girlfriends.
And then they blow up the Death Star.
And then they blow up the Death Star, and it was a sled the whole time. And
inside of a snow globe.
Leonardo DiCaprio
dies. And then the
end
of Lost happened.
Yeah. What was the end of Lost? I don't care.
I don't
just tell me.
And then there was like an ear in a field.
It was actually a child snow globe at the end from what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cat's eye.
All I know is that a lot of people wasted 7 years of their life.
Jasmine,
and,
what's your origin story? Did you like fall into a vat of radioactive acid or what's your...
She came from a lump of primordial dirt.
Oh, please don't do that.
It's actually quite true.
Nice.
Well,
you're trying to steal my shit.
No, it's just the pounding. It hurts.
Oh, for the
yeah, for the audio device.
Oh.
So I guess I should probably. Okay. Well,
fans of poetry.
There goes
love
the second
pounding.
Ad card.
It's Jasmine
time.
Go ahead.
In which I destroyed this table, but my origin story.
Yeah.
Do people usually have origin stories?
In comic books.
Don't you have a like spirit animal or something, like some story about?
Well, I was actually born in primordial dirt, but it wasn't really like sacred ground or anything. It was actually the grounds for the Taste of Chicago Festival. I mean, I don't know if you. I mean, some people probably consider that sacred. I don't know. But
that's...
I mean, it was kind of just a moment, like all wonderful moments happen of drunken regret.
That's classy.
You know. Born on the southwest side of Chicago, you know, as people are sometimes. You know, same.
Sometimes
old...
people die on the southwest side of Chicago.
Actually, very frequently. Actually, more often than birth. That's one of the few places
are
in the country
serious?
Where people are, like, actually
south side,
dying.
Really?
It's like the southwest side of Chicago, Boca, and Detroit.
Mm.
Actually, incidentally, more deaths than births.
Mm. Yeah, my grandpa died.
It's a very strange place. It's sort of the kind of place that people would go to die.
Wow, I just made this really depressing.
No,
it's
okay.
It's okay.
It's now
okay.
People,
no, it's fine. You shouldn't be depressed
wanna...
by the truth. Nate Ellison just
unless
called me. Big ups to Nate Ellison.
Oh, yeah, Nate. Yeah.
He spells you with a U, which
if
is
he...
why I love him.
If just have him over. Let's do this.
You wanna call him over and we can do a part two?
Yeah, part two.
Okay, I'm going to call Nate Ellison right now and have him. We'll do a part two.
Xbox
Andrew,
chat with Nate.
Andrew and I also need to have a cigarette at some point, so we'll
like
do
right
a,
now,
we'll do a
point.
Three part. Yeah, do you want to
yeah,
do
wait, can we...
Okay, can the second part be poetry, and then we'll have a cigarette and regroup?
I really feel like cigarettes are necessary for this.
I agree as well.
And like snapping.
Hey, do
ways.
You
want
to come over to Carlos's place and do this podcast with us?
Xbox chat with Nate.
We're doing it right now. We're just talking and hanging out and drinking beer and having a good old fashioned time, so.
Or if you guys want to take turns. Like you could go smoke and then
alright, head over to
no.
It's
no.
No. No 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 no. Smoking
okay,
is a social activity.
Okay, pretend you're going to my house and then when
it's
you
actually
get
a
actually
ritual.
No, go down Kimball, and then when
let
you
me
get
go
to
ahead
a,
and pause this.
Yeah, go ahead. When you get to Wrightwood